What's going on, everyone? Frankie D here. This podcast you're about to listen to is from my live internet radio show on the Live 365 app. So for anyone that wants to listen to the Frankie D show live, download the Live 365 app to your phone or go to live365.com and look up FDRS on there. All right? FDRS. That's the name of my radio station. So listen live, jam out to some classic rock with me. Maybe even call in. And that all takes place on Fridays, every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. All right? Sound good? Enjoy the podcast now. Hey, everyone. Frankie D here. Welcome to the Frankie D Show. What's going on, everyone? I'm starting up the Frankie D Show right now. I'm your host, Frankie D. Whew. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, hopefully everyone can hear me fine. I'm using a different mic today than I've been using the last few weeks, but it's supposed to be a better mic, so hopefully it sounds better. All right, so for everyone who wants to follow the Frankie D Show, it's at the Frankie D Show on Instagram and Twitter. And everyone, go tell your friends to get the Live 365 app and type in FDRS on there. And then you can listen to the Frankie D Show live every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. And I've continued to post more of my shows on demand. So anywhere you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcasts, if you missed anything, want to go back, it's, the Frankie D Show. I do take the music out, so it's only the talk content. But, yeah. All right, well, today, this has been long awaited. Let's see, I haven't even heard from him today, and he's been flaky in the past, but we're supposed to be having Doug as a guest on the show today. He said he would, he wants to do a video interview. He said he would send me a link. I haven't gotten any link from him, so let's see if he actually comes through. If he doesn't, we are going to just call him. And we are not going to let him get away. Or at least we're going to try to not let him get away. I mean, like, if he does have some important business meeting, I'm not going to hold him up for a conversation. But let's see what happens with that. But at 3:15 p.m. Eastern, for everyone listening live right now, Doug is supposed to be on the show. So we will see what happens. All right, I am going to hop to some music. And I'll be back in a little bit. Sound good? All right, so first up here on the Frankie D Show, we got I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Creedence Clearwater Revival's version. Here we go. All righty, everyone, we're back to the Frankie D Show. It looks like Doug sent me a link, so I'm going to be clicking on it now. And we'll get this interview started with him. All right, let's see. Try this link. Oh, crap. Better get my camera ready. My room's, like, dark right now. Oh, here I am. Oh, I do not like looking at myself here. Ugh. My God. Now I feel like I need to spruce up for Doug. Okay. Let's see. Display name. Frankie D. All right. We will enter the studio. Doug, can you hear me? I can see ya. He's in his studio right now, everyone. Oh, and I'm black. He's blacked out right now. Are you there, Doug? He's there. I could see him. Now his studio is like all black. Doug? He can't hear me. I don't know. I guess there's some sort of difficulty. Can you hear me, Doug? Shake your head. Yeah, you can? I just can't hear you? Is that a problem on my end? He's shaking his head. Tell me to 1 minute. All right, everyone. Sorry for the silence here. With any sort of sign language, Doug, and I don't know, do you have an idea of what the problem is? Okay, he has an idea, people. Oh, I hear stuff now. Okay. We're almost there, people. We're almost there. Doug, my audience is going to eat you alive. You're making them wait. Well, looks like he was holding money up in front of the camera. All right, I think we finally got him. Are we got good? Him. We good, Doug?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You can hear me?
That one. That one needs to be fixed. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. We getting this started?
Absolutely. Give our guys just 1 second and we'll be good to go. We already live. Knowing you, we already are live.
We are already live. Audio, we are live. I don't, you know.
Nice.
Hey, my audience has been hearing this the whole entire time.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you plugged it in. So everything is now plugged in from me to you as well.
Yeah. Everything should be good. I mean, I'm sure one of my listeners will give me an email if they can't hear you.
Beautiful.
All right. So we,
we're getting some recording going on here. So we'll have some video of this as well.
Okay.
And we could play with that later. But I think everyone's good, right, guys?
Man, you got like a whole team over there. I'm a one-man band. You got like guys coming on out of all different directions.
Be like, sure that's not 6K? We got 8K cameras and 6K. You got to get into regular 4K. We're good to go. Oh, yeah, that looks way better. There you go.
All right, beautiful. We good to start?
Yeah, let's let it rip. And that's recording too, B-Rock. Nice. Now we're good to go.
All right. So I apologize to my audience right now, making you wait. But, Doug, you've been a long-awaited guest ever since I called you live on my show that day. Everyone's like, when are you getting Doug on? When are you getting Doug on? So, you know, we finally got you on here.
Awesome, awesome. So, do me a favor. Can you mess with your cam? Can you push that down a little bit? We want to see your beautiful face.
I can go up to here. I have like a mess behind me. So.
All right.
Is that fine?
Looking good. Yeah, it looks good.
Okay. So, all right, everyone, we got the famous Doug on here. There we go.
No way. I'm famous already. Yeah.
What's that?
I said I'm famous already. Nice.
Yeah, no, I mean like, the reason why I contacted you that day, I mean, I told you on the phone that day when I called you on air, I sent you two emails and you never got back to me. And I was kind of like, well, fuck this guy. We're calling him on air, guys. And I didn't even expect you to answer me, honestly. I just thought, you know, it'd be like an automated, because, you know, it's a company number. I thought it'd be like an automated, and you picked up and I was like, oh, this is fun. And my audience really got a good laugh out of how uncomfortable you were.
Well, you just don't know nowadays who you're talking to, and like, you know, cancel culture out there. You say the wrong thing. You don't know where it's being broadcasted. Yeah. But I do apologize for not getting back to you right away. It's a little crazy on my end. I have a newborn and we're just moving into a house. So it's been a little hectic. But we made it happen. We're here today.
Yeah, no. Honestly, I prefer now that you never got back to me, because I thought that made for pretty fun content when you were all uncomfortable. Ooh. I was like, hey, you finally be on an air, and you're like,
what are we on air for, you know?
Exactly.
So we made it through.
Yeah.
Not canceled.
So I did want to ask you some questions about your company, because it is pretty unique. We don't really have many media companies besides, like, you know, terrestrial radio stations in New Jersey. And you have, what would you consider your company? Would you consider it a social media company, a marketing company? What would you consider it?
All the above. Okay. We're a full service production and marketing studio. So not only do we do the social media, the video production, this is our podcast studio. We have green screens, drones. We have a web design team. We do SEO. We're like, we help businesses in all things marketing. So whether they need help with their website or SEO, we got them. If they need to make social media content, we got it. We take it off their plate because, you know, business owners, especially the ones local here, we're in Bergen County, they're already, you know, so centered and focused on the business that, you know, doing social media is basically another full-time job and they just don't have time for it. So not only do they get someone to take it over, but we also give them high quality, because my background's in film and TV. We have the highest quality cameras. So it's not like we're just running around with a cell phone.
Yeah.
You know, we have like, you know, they're getting some good content. It's edited well. So we take a lot of things off their plate so they can focus on the business.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it's been fun.
You just said your background's in television and film. Did you work in New York or Los Angeles? Yeah.
Both. So I guess we could go down that path. So I got a camera when I was in high school. I went to school at Northern Highlands, and they had a great TV production class.
I find it funny how you said, I got a camera when I was in high school. And most people, you know, they got these great cameras on their phones now, and they're like 10 years old.
Yeah. True. I still have the camera here today. It's my first one. But yeah, I was obsessed. So like, you know, I took all 4 years of TV production classes. They had 4 years that you could take. They gave you a camera. You ran around school making videos for that class. And sometimes you got to run around school with the camera for your other classes. So, you know, I was running around school with a camera making funny videos. So fell in love with it. Majored it. I was a triple major in college.
Wow.
So I also played lacrosse in college. And a lot of my teammates would come to the locker room and with brownies from Brownies 101 or cookies from their cooking class, whatever. I just felt like that was not probably the best, you know, use of my college classes.
Yeah.
So I wound up being a triple major. I didn't take any electives. I took all major classes. So for my film 101, for my film major, for my film degree, I needed to take film 101. Mm-hmm. But also for digital media arts, which is, you know, graphic design, web design, so on and so forth, you had to take a film 101 class.
Yeah.
For communication, you had to take a film 101 class. So a lot of things bled into together. So I was a digital media arts, film and TV, and communication major. My junior year of college, I had a friend in the business, and he told me, hey, why don't you come work for free as an intern? And if they like you, they're going to bring you to other jobs and do other things. So sure enough, my first gig was Macy's. Big time production, Macy's commercials in the city. These huge sets, these huge studios. You know, we would film Christmas in July. So we're getting ready for the Christmas campaign in the summertime. And, you know, it was just like, you know, a real TV commercial set. So my first gig was Macy's. And, you know, at the end of the week, they're like, Doug, great job. We have a shoot next week. Are you available? I was like, yeah, absolutely. What is it? And they're like, Victoria's Secret. And I'm like, I'm there.
Beautiful.
And I'll work again. I'll work again for free. And it just snowballed. A lot of fun, cool stuff. Nike, the Yankees, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They flew me out to LA. The Emmys was also in LA. So I know I was on both coasts going back and forth. I was freelancing. And then what happened was the Macy's crew, their marketing department was like, hey, you know, you enjoy the freelance stuff. Why don't you come work full time for our marketing department? Mm-hmm. And so I took them up on that because, you know, when I'm doing the freelance TV stuff, I could be working, you know, 2 or 3 weeks on a Macy's shoot and then I could have 2 or 3 weeks off. So it was very, you know, feast and famine. So like I got wrapped up in the marketing department with Macy's, did really well. And then they were like, hey, we want to expand the company. We want to send you and a team to Charlotte, North Carolina, help expand our horizons. So we went down there. At the time, this is like 10 years ago, 15 years ago. At the time, we were in a 5-bedroom mansion for $1,500 a month, split amongst 5 guys. It was like $200 a month. We had an acre of land. We got a puppy. So it was just crazy because, you know, the real estate market now around here is completely changed. But down there in North Carolina, like 10, 15 years ago, 1550 got us a 5-bedroom mansion. And, you know, it was great. Inside of Charlotte, up and coming city, great. We did wonderful. Outside of Charlotte, it was kind of like, you know, ghost towns, you know, Wild West, where you see like that there was actual like tumbleweeds going across the, across the road, like boarded up windows and alligators and swamps. So like the up and coming city, we did great. And outside of it was kind of, you know, building up. So we did everything we could in Charlotte. And, you know, you're doing stuff for DirecTV, AT&T, Verizon, Sam's Club. So we did everything we could. We milked them dry. And then they were like, hey, let's take this office and now move it to New Orleans. Let's take this office and move it to Atlanta. And I'm very competitive, so I play to win. I don't like to give up on anything. So I just foresaw that they wanted me to go to these cities for like a year and do these campaigns and then leave them and pull out of them. And that's not really in my DNA. I don't like to build things up and then just quit on them and leave them. If I was 21, maybe get to travel the world for every 6 months, change my scenery, whatever, could have been fun, but it wasn't up my alley. So I took a step back, came back to Jersey, and started my own production company. I was tired of waiting for someone to die or retire for me to direct my movie or be a director. Uh-huh. And I did direct some things, but I wanted to, grab the bull by the horns and start our own thing. So, now I own the machine. So now we are not only doing the high quality production that you would see on TV, with the highest quality cameras, I can't flip them around, but we have high quality cameras here, three cameras set up. This is our podcast studio, drones, 360 cameras. So we make you the highest quality, production. And we also run your marketing. So we do all the social media, the web design. So it's an all-in-one solution. And it's been great because the closest thing you can get to the stuff that we do is, like you said, New York or LA. And I bring it to the beautiful area of Bergen County here in New Jersey. So you don't have to take the full day trip to New York with the traffic and everything. This is a nice, homey town and in a nice area.
Yeah. Now, have you worked on, like, you mentioned all your, Macy's, Victoria's Secret, stuff like that, but you said you were mentioning directing and stuff. Did you get to work on any TV, like notable TV shows, films or anything, or were you more in like the,
I was more in the commercial world.
Okay.
There's like separate worlds. I did a couple, movies, nothing you would have heard of.
Okay.
They're like kind of different industries. So the commercial world is very in and out. Like it's like, 3 week shoot for Nike, with Aaron Judge, he does his part. And that when that commercial is done, it's done.
Yeah.
I was working with production companies that were kind of like hired by these brands to make commercials, which is great. Don't get me wrong. At the time, I just graduated and, a bunch of us would like chip in for a beach house and I'd be working for like 2 weeks straight and then be on the beach with my friends for 2 weeks straight.
Nice.
So it's definitely an interesting, but it's not something that's sustainable. People do it and it's a great, I loved it, but I'm just not the type of person to sit back and wait. So I kind of, started my own thing and I basically have now turned the freelance gig into a full-time job. So the people that work here are constantly nonstop editing, nonstop working. We're pumping out content for all of our clients on a regular basis rather than what I was used to was like, all right, here's your, commercial. And then good luck. See you later. We have a hand, in helping our clients every step of the way, nonstop.
That's awesome. Now, to backtrack a little bit, nothing to do with the company right now. You said you played lacrosse there. I've always, wondered, do lacrosse players, and you said you played in college?
I actually played in college and a little pro in Canada. And some of my teammates are now in the NHL. Because believe it or not, lacrosse is the national sport in Canada.
I was not aware of that. In college, do the lacrosse players get a lot of chicks? Like, I fell in high school. They were, like, right below the football players. Yet, I didn't even know there was professional lacrosse, honestly. Because I was like, do they actually get that many chicks when there's not a pro league? Like, I feel like part of it is they're athletic, but, they might go pro someday. But so there is pro lacrosse.
There is pro lacrosse. There's an indoor league and an outdoor league.
Okay.
And it's funny you say like the second to the football team. Both schools that I went to, because I actually transferred, both schools I went to didn't have a football team. So lacrosse was the number
one. So you were up there.
Number one on campus. Absolutely.
So you were just having to brush the chicks off, be like, not enough Doug for everyone.
Yeah. Gotta do what you gotta do, right?
All right. Let's see. So I am part of, what caught my attention when I found out about Undefeated Media was you have the podcast studio, as you've mentioned. What do you want to turn that into? Like, do you want it to be like a Barstool Sports, like where you're signing podcasters on like deals or something? Or is it just something like as kind of like a side project? You're doing work for the clients, and then when work's done, you go and you make a podcast?
Kind of both.
Okay.
You know, we have the regular clients that come here on a regular basis. It's in the works, but we don't have a platform where we're the station, if you will. Right now, basically, our clients go live on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and it's all simultaneously. We have this whole thing rigged, so they're live on their social media platforms at once. And it's good because their customers and their fans and followers can like type in the comment section questions, and we can pull them on live.
Yeah.
So we have all the software geared up and it's ready to rock. In the future, we are thinking about starting a platform. We're actually thinking about starting an electronic magazine, and that would kind of fit into this whole like realm of media outlet. So right now, we're basically making content and doing things for our clients and their outlets and their social media pages. But in the works, we are looking to have our own voice and our own outlet, if you will. This is just a piece of the puzzle, the podcast studio. If you were here, I'd give you a tour. We have the podcast studio. There's a green screen room, a photography room, editing suites, but then there's a huge 100-foot ceiling, warehouse space, which my goal is to turn into a film and TV set. So it kind of comes all full back around, full circle.
Yeah.
And I've had my friends in the production world come check it out, and they're like, oh my God, this is perfect location. That you be able to do, you know, home and house these productions that I was once working on. So it kind of comes full circle, but I'm kind of trying to make this like media engine, if you will. So it doesn't matter whether it's a, you know, social media post or an independent movie. I'm, you know, gathering the resources that we can do. We can do anything, whatever we'd like to do.
Yeah. I mean, having a podcast studio like you have, it is very like, cool, you know, like, you know, it's like, you don't see that around, like I said before, in New Jersey. So, you know, I was curious because podcasting is so growing right now. When I first saw you, I was like, I thought that's where your company was. It wasn't until I kind of looked into you a little more. I was like, oh, all right. So it seemed like the backbone of your company a little more is marketing. And then I thought you had like your own podcasters and stuff like that. And, you know, you were in that direction. It is very interesting to see you're very like all over the place in the media. Like you just said, you want to turn one, the warehouse into a film studio. You got the podcast studio, you do the marketing. So that is, so do you get a lot of, like clients from out of the Bergen County area?
Yeah. One, I hope they're okay with mentioning some names. We'll mention some names. One, we love all our clients equally, but one is Parker.
Okay.
They are assisted living. They have 8 locations across New Jersey. So that's like, you know, they have like, I'm traveling sometimes 2 hours to drive to them. I was just over with Barton Nurseries yesterday. They have a couple locations in central South Jersey, and they are nursery, trees, bushes, shrubs, plants. They not only help the average consumer with their backyard, but they also supply all these products for landscapers when they're doing these extravagant landscaping designs. And those are, you know, two examples. We also work with some national networking groups as well. And they're all across the nation. So we're helping people grow their businesses that way as well. So we're kind of based here in New Jersey because that's where we are. But, you know, we were flown out. I was flown out to Vegas to do a fantasy football draft for DraftKings. We did a fantasy football draft. So, you know, if someone's willing to put us up in a hotel, we're not down for it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, I saw when I was first looking into you that you had this chick Darren from one of the Jersey Shore shows. She was doing a podcast at her studio. How'd you get, was she like part of Undefeated Media? Was she employed by you guys or was she just using your studio? How'd you get set up with her?
So she lives in the area. Okay. I'm not exactly sure when we shook hands, but you know, she lives in the area. We crossed paths and she wanted to do a podcast. And I was like, we got a podcast studio. So she came here. We did a bunch of episodes. She's super busy. So we're, you know, waiting for her to come back.
Okay.
But you know, she's on MTV. She's doing modeling. She's very busy. And yeah, I mean, that's the great part about it. Is that we're like back roads to the main cities here. I don't know if you know the area. There's a couple main cities and towns in this area that back roads from the studio. We get there in 15 minutes.
Gotcha.
So we're helping those people that, you know, just want to come in here, do a podcast real quick and then go maybe take care of the family or go back to their job or do whatever they got to do. Whereas, I did a real estate thing with Iced Tea and Coco. And I'm not going to say where they live. That's kind of weird, but, they live close by and, they were telling me they much rather come to me than go to the city and spend a whole day. They go to the city, whether it's an hour or 15 minutes, they're stuck in traffic, whatever. It's a whole day affair where they can come to me, 15 minute drive, stay for a half hour, do their podcast and then go home 15 minutes. They're done in an hour, go back and take care of the kids. So that's kind of been the bread and butter. That's kind of been the delicacy, if you will, of Undefeated Media Studios.
I had no clue they lived in New Jersey.
Steve just gave Smith that is away. Close. yeah, Stephen A. Smith is close. Jay-Z's got a place nearby. These are people we're looking to bring into the studio, and they much rather. I know it's way better to come to me than spend the whole day in the city in traffic.
Wait, so they were doing Iced Tea and Coca. They were doing a podcast at your studio.
We're in talks. We spoke to them, but you know the common thread there with them is for an example like many is that like the city's a headache.
Yeah,
you know they're just outside the city. So if we can avoid the pain of traffic and tolls and car service and whatever, and you can drive 15 minutes to come to me, people are excited by that.
Yeah. Now, I know you mentioned, I guess I'm backtracking a little bit again, but obviously you mentioned the directing and stuff before. Now that you're on camera, you know, it seems pretty often. Did you want to ever be a host or did you always want to be behind the scenes? And now that you're running your own machine, you're like, nah, I don't necessarily want it. I'd rather be behind, but you know, cause I'm the boss, man. I got to have my face out there.
I love all parts of production.
Yeah.
You know, and 99% of the time when we're doing podcasts here, I'll sit in with our client because they're not just sitting there by themselves talking to no one. So I'll kind of like, you know, be their little helper and tell them, oh, you know, John asks this question, like, what do you think about that? And I kind of facilitate the podcast. But yeah, I love all parts of the production in front of the camera, behind the camera, editing. You know, I'm kind of a jack of all trades and, you know, sometimes I can't make up my mind what I like best.
Gotcha. So when you're growing up, you were never like, oh, I want to be the next like David Letterman or something. You were just kind of like, I just want to work in media.
Having a talk show is great. I think growing up, it'd be more like an action hero if I was going to say anything.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I just love the art form, the expression, and it's constantly a chase to get our production to the next level. And there's always a new program to use to make content. There's always a new camera. So I'm constantly like reading up on that and learning about the new equipment and new technology we can use. AI is now a big thing.
Yeah.
So we're constantly learning, constantly. And, I have no problem. I have no problem being in front of camera. I'm not camera shy, public speaking, like I'll talk to whatever. Yeah, it's all good.
Gotcha. Now, that was pretty much all the questions. I told you it'd be like a short interview, but all the questions I had about your company. I am curious, since you're a New Jersey guy. So you were born and raised in Jersey? Is that correct?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I'm assuming you're from North Jersey, considering that's where your studio is. So what do you, I'm assuming you call it Taylor Ham, but I need to know, do you call it pork roll or Taylor Ham?
I'm a Taylor Ham guy. I'm sorry, guys.
I had a feeling you'd be.
Taylor Ham.
I went to a school in college in North Jersey, and mm-hmm. it was like a war up there. I was the pork roll guy. You know, you go in there, it's Taylor Ham territory, but
the war has gotten so bad that now people are trying to remove Central Jersey and extinct Central Jersey from existence.
Yeah,
the
no.
War has gotten the lines are getting closer and closer. It's gonna be, you gotta pick a side. It's gonna be a New Jersey Civil War.
Yeah, no, I always think that's like the stupidest argument when people say, like, I understand the pork roll Taylor Ham one to an extent, because when it first came out, it was called something different, and then they changed it to a pork roll. That one I understand. But the Central Jersey one, I think, is just stupid. I'm like, what, do you think there's no middle of the state?
I don't know.
But I got to be
honest. We're busy working here. We don't want to join, pick a side. We are on the North. We are North Jersey.
But I got to be honest, Doug. No offense. I know you're from North Jersey. It seems like all the people that I've ever heard these arguments from are all the North Jersey people. I feel like the Central Jersey people believe, it's called pork. Most of the Central Jersey people call it pork roll. All the South Jersey people call it pork roll. Obviously, the Central Jersey people believe in Central Jersey. Most of the South Jersey people I've talked to say there's a Central Jersey. I don't believe I've ever talked to someone from South Jersey that's like, no, there's no Central. You go to North Jersey, and all of a sudden, everyone's like, fuck pork roll, there's no Central Jersey. Get the hell out of here. I'm like, you know what? You just want to be part of New York. You can get out of here.
All right. We might want to be part of New York, but I do, the South Jersey people who think they're part of Philly, those people need to reevaluate their locations as well.
Yeah, I guess that could be true. I don't want to be part of either city, so. Oh, man. So, since you're into movies and stuff, the common topic on my show, we talk about MILFs a lot. I was just curious, since you're into movies, who do you think's hotter, Salma Hayek or Jennifer Lopez?
Well, Salma Hayek was probably more my generation.
Okay.
Actually, they're both my generation. They're about equal. That's going to be a harder one than that. They're about equal.
Yeah, it's a hard one, right? We've talked about that many times on my show, so I was curious.
That's the many comparison you ask all your guests, Salma Hayek or Jennifer Lopez?
I mean, it's when I go through topics throughout the week, they make a lot of a lot of stories are written about them, so they have been compared many times on the Frankie D Show.
Right. I think you should do Shakira and Jennifer Lopez. I feel like there's more of a difference there.
I think I've brought Shakira into the mix before, but there's really no right answer.
Spears is running around with knives now, so
yeah,
be careful of her.
I mean, there's really no wrong answer. You look at him and you're like, wow, yeah, I was just curious. And, you're a movie guy and stuff. I was like, huh, he's probably seen them in movies. Maybe he has a definitive opinion. But you're on the fence, like pretty 99% of men.
Yeah, probably leaning towards Jennifer Lopez. Selma Hayek seemed a little aggressive. Like, she was in Wild Wild West, I believe. And she, had those guns and stuff. Jennifer Lopez, probably leaning towards.
Gotcha.
So if you have to put down on the official radio show vote, we can lean towards that way.
Okay. It seems like most people, if they're more of a boobs guy, they lean towards Salma Hayek. If they're more of a butt guy, they go towards J-Lo.
J-Lo seems more timeless. I know she's still kicking. She's still dancing to this day.
That's true. I mean, they both look pretty freaking phenomenal. So
what is your choice?
It really depends on the day. I go through a story.
I need an answer. I lean to one side. You got to lean to one side for me too. Come on.
Damn, you're throwing it back on. You're throwing it back on me, Doug. Let's see. Yeah. I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Salma Hayek today because I don't know what Jennifer Lopez is doing to Affleck again. Like.
So you're choosing out of jealousy. Got it. All right.
Yeah. You got it, Doug.
All right.
Oh, man. Right. Well, it's funny because one of my call-ins that calls in every week, he heard you on and he was like, don't be a dick to Doug. I guess I can have an asshole-ish attitude sometimes, but I'm pretty nice. I thought this was a very fun interview today, right?
Yeah. I can handle it. You've been great. Yeah, I had a lot of fun with you.
There was nothing. Yeah,
I don't feel any type of way. If anyone says you're a dick, you know, you give it right back to them. You're not a dick.
Yeah, Saturday Night Smoke, you dickhead.
You're good in my book, Frankie D.
Oh, man. Well, that was really all the questions I got for you. If you have any questions for me, you could shoot them out. But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
No, I had a pleasure. Definitely, hopefully, some of those video clips we'll send over your way. Hopefully, it helps. Hopefully, you could give some of your fans and followers some interesting content. And, yeah. You know, we're happy to come on anytime. And we definitely want you to come and check out our studio.
Yes, I will make my way up to North Jersey and go to a bagel store and call a pork roll and tick everyone off.
We'll film it. I would love to see what happens.
Sounds good to me. Maybe I'll do a call into a bagel store, and there's probably none open right now, but call a bagel store up, like I called you up, and be like, why the hell do you call a Taylor Ham, you dumb son of a bitch? Losing my words.
Just keep asking for pork roll. Yeah. No, I want pork roll. All right, yeah, Taylor Ham. No, pork roll. Give me the pork roll and see what happens. Yeah.
Be like, I can't comprehend what this is on your menu. Yeah, why do you have this?
I see a bunch of Taylor Ham stuff. Do you have any pork roll stuff at your establishment?
Hey, Doug, do you mind taking a question from a call-in real quick? We got a call-in right now.
Yeah, go. Let's go. Let it rip.
Yo, you're on the air with Frankie D and Doug.
Hey, Doug, this is Thurman Merman from Tarrytown calling in.
Can you hear?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could hear. Great interview there, Frank. I just had a question for Doug, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Shoot it.
All right. So, Doug, you mentioned you went to high school in Highlands. My understanding is correct. That's where Kevin Smith went. I would guess he's a bit older than you, but... any interaction there? Did he have any influence over that program at your high school?
So I wasn't even aware he went to school there, but that's fun fact. So thank you for that. I'm definitely following.
I mean, I'm
that.
Pretty sure he's from like Northern Highlands.
That's all. That's awesome. Northern Highlands is like, a combination of three towns. It's Hohokus, Allendale, Saddle River, and Upper Saddle River. It's like three towns go to Northern Highlands. Maybe he went to another Highland-like high school, but actually MTV was
at
my high school.
Okay, what I'm talking about is near Sandy Hook.
No, not near Sandy Hook. But that's a fun fact. Kevin Smith is great. One of my favorite movies is Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Fun fact, along with your fun fact, is that the Northern Highlands, MTV would come there all the time. So Tina Fey came and like wrote Mean Girls at Northern Highlands. She wrote the script for Mean Girls, like going to our classrooms and stuff like that. They did a couple shows. What was it? Where they like, they take someone who wants to be something and they train them to be it. Man, what was that show? They did a couple shows. They took my whole class. We had a class trip, my TV class. We went to TRL. I was on TRL with a buddy of mine doing karaoke. They actually played it on TV, which was fun. Ava Mendez was there. Who else was there?
Nice.
It was the one where they were doing the movie where they were connected by the hip. I think it was Ben Affleck.
Doug and
connected by.
Say that again,
yes.
Thurman.
With Ava Mendez. Yeah. So, MTV was, for whatever reason, MTV loved to come to our high school and use us as their test subjects.
Damn. And they never made a reality show out of you like they did with The Hills or Laguna Beach?
It wasn't like that, but they had these reality shows. Oh, I wish I knew what the name was, where you were like, it was like they took the high school cheerleader girl and she wanted to be a skateboarder. So they got like, you know, Tony Hawk to come in and teach her how to be a skateboarder. I forgot what the show was called. But they like would take kids and like, what do you want to be when you grow up? What was the freaking show? And I was on it. Cause like she was getting in a fight with someone and I saw the camera. I knew exactly where to stand. So like, I like separated. I'm like, can't we all just get along? I made the trailer, but yeah, I mean, it was a fun area for an year to be in. And you know, I love production. So that's here we are today.
That's awesome. You gotta find that. I want to see that clip of you separating these people.
Yeah, it was a fun clip, and somewhere I have on DVD. Like I said, they took the whole class to TRL for an episode. I don't know if you guys know what TRL is. This is a show, I don't think the show exists anymore.
The Real Life
show, like the top 10. Yeah, Total Request Live. They show the top 10 music videos on MTV. And,
yeah,
Carson Daly was the host. So they brought our whole class trip. We went over there. Now, in between segments during the commercial break, they do fun stuff. So one commercial break, there's this legendary window. And the window looks down Times Square, and all the fans are downstairs with their signs and posters cheering, like waiting for the celebrity to come and wave down the window. Like it was like a thing. Like Eminem would come and wave at the window, and they have a shot of all the people screaming and yelling, right? So one commercial break, I go to the window. I walk over to the window, and I'm like, yeah. And like, whoa, 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 you can't do that. And they're like, whoa, sit back down, kid. So that was one commercial break. Then another commercial break, they did karaoke. So me and a buddy of mine, Scott Harris, I just saw him, you know, the other day, in town. We're doing Hey Ya. We're singing Hey Ya. And they're like all the cameras or whatever lining up for the next shot. So we're like making love to the camera, like Hey Ya by Outkast, and like pointing the cameras and having a fun all time. The commercial break ends. We sit back down. The show continues. At the end of the show, the show must have ended early or whatever. So they're like, you know, thank you for watching. And now for your viewing pleasure, here's Doug and Scott singing Hey Ya. And they cut to when we did the karaoke of Hey Ya. Me and him are sitting there looking at the screen. And this is being broadcast nationally as us being fools singing karaoke. And they played it during the credits for Roland. So that was fun. But yeah, for whatever reason, MTV loved our high school and used us for all sorts of stuff.
Damn, I did not realize MTV was maybe coming to New Jersey. Sorry, say that, Thurman.
Oh, I said maybe a producer was banging the principal or something, yeah?
True, possibly. I mean, the principals were dudes, so yeah, anything goes nowadays. You don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't mean anything just because the principals were dudes. Oh, man.
But yeah, it was nuts.
Doug, I actually did have one more question for you. I forgot to... ask, did you ever want to work in professional wrestling in any sort of sense? I saw your boys with Enzo Amore.
Yeah. So we grew up together. He's like a brother. It would be fun. I'm a fan of wrestling. Every once in a while, we'll tune in and watch. I don't think I have the build for it. I was a fast, nimble lacrosse player. I don't know if I could be like, you know, choke slamming, you know, the Undertaker or something. But Enzo does a great job, and he's awesome and awesome behind the mic. And, it's fun watching his career because, there's always something big, always something on the horizon with him. So keep your eyes open for Enzo. You can find him at The Real One, R-E-A-L-1 on Instagram. But he's fun to watch. Yeah.
Is he still in wrestling? Like, I know he got fired a while ago, and I haven't seen him since.
Oh, no, he's definitely doing his thing. He's doing independent stuff, and there's some talks that there's some outlets that he might be exploring. I can't say. I probably already said too much, but he's definitely doing his thing, and if you check out his Instagram, he's always putting up flyers for his next show. I think he just came back from Texas. And then he's going to Minnesota or whatever. He's always on the move. He just came back to Jersey. Me and him have to have a little meeting because we're about to have a clothing line launch for that guy.
Okay.
So keep your eye out. T-shirts and jumpsuits and all that fun stuff. So keep your eye out because we got a clothing line about to release.
I'll have to catch the next indie show that he's in Jersey.
Absolutely.
That actually gives me a question.
Go for it.
So, Doug, you said you grew up with him. So by my logic and deduction skills, you guys are lifelong friends. You've probably seen his penis. Is he the most famous person whose wiener you've seen?
I have not seen his penis. We grew up.
Must not
I
think be that good of friends, like, then.
Even when you guys, like, I don't know, went to dinner or something together, you're standing next to each other in the urinal, and he, you know, you just happen to look over, and you never saw it?
He never pissed me. No, not that I can recall. Unless it was one drunken night and we were pissing next to each other in the woods. Not that I can recall. I don't remember. Yeah. Never seen Enzo's
penis. Sounds like you got some work to do.
Maybe. Maybe if that's what you're into. Yeah, I'll try to get some pictures for you. I'll give him to Frankie D. He can release them on the dark web.
Use the drones and the high def cameras.
Yeah, you got all the equipment there.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about having Liv Morgan in your, since, you know, we talked about wrestling? She's from New Jersey, and I think she dated.
Yeah, I'm actually going to hop down, guys. Thank you.
I'll catch you, Thurman.
Have a good one, bud.
I'll catch you, Thurman.
We actually met her a few times. We're actually all kind of in the same crew.
Okay.
We all trained. So I trained with Enzo and everybody.
Oh, so you actually trained in wrestling?
I trained like fitness training, like lifting weights and stuff. There was a gym nearby. Joe DeFranco and Mike Wadango had a gym that they trained, you know, all these guys. Mike's still here. He's got Freak Strength. It's this big warehouse, chains and dumbbells. So definitely check out Freak Strength. And Joe DeFranco is nearby. He's got a gym as well. They kind of like, you know, went different locations. But we were trained. I was training with Enzo was there. Liv was there. There was another girl. Triple H came in every once in a while.
Wow.
So
Triple H doing in New Jersey?
Growing up, training for lacrosse. Yeah, this little lacrosse player was training with NFL players and WWE wrestlers. I was holding my own. They were slinging around weight. I was more of a speed, nimble guy, but they were flinging weights around, and I got to hang out with some cool people.
Now, who do you think's hotter, Darren or Liv Morgan?
I can't play that game. No, I can't play that
game. Okay, because Darren's associated with...
I know them both. I can't play that game.
Okay. I mean, they're pretty different types of chicks. You know, one's like the hot Italian, one's the hot blonde. You know, they're you know, very different.
Darren, we were talking about this one time. You know, we were saying she get into wrestling. I think that would be a great match right there.
Darren versus match. Liv.
Yeah,
I can't picture Darren in wrestling. I got to be honest with you.
All right.
I mean, I would enjoy it. I would watch it if she was, but I can't see that.
All right. Are you a wrestling fan?
Yeah, for sure. I you know, like some entertainment. You know, it's funny though, and I'm not a sports fan yet. I'm an entertainment fan. You know, so I like checking all that out. I mean, it's funny too because a lot of the wrestlers, or not a lot, but a bit of the wrestlers have, you know, shot up to stardom in Hollywood now. You know, The Rock, John Cena. You know, these wrestlers have a lot of talent that transfers over to Hollywood, and then there's a huge audience in the pro wrestling world, and now it seems to be outside of just WWE. So, I keep up with it.
They're master storytellers.
Yeah.
So they have great storylines, and you know, it helps them, and it helps their chops when they get to the big screen. It's very easy to entertain me, I guess, because I love all sorts of entertainment. I'm huge in sports. I love sports. I love to see like the underdog win. I'm super competitive. Hence undefeated media. It's a kind of a sports term. But yeah, it's easy to entertain me, but I am a critic. If I don't like something, I'll let you know.
Oh, and there's a lot of pro wrestling that I critique pretty hard.
Nice.
There's a lot of it I'm not a fan of, at least anymore. But in general, I still can find it very entertaining. But but I did hold you even longer. Now we had Thurman call in, and I asked you some more questions. But I do appreciate you coming on today, Doug. Like I said, this was long awaited. All my listeners wanted to hear you. I'm glad Thurman had a chance to talk to you because he really found it funny when I called you on air that day. So, you know, I appreciate you coming on, and I would definitely have to do a tour of your studio one day.
Yeah, would love to have you. And if anyone else wants to check it out, it's at Undefeated Media on Instagram, where you can check me out at Doug Friedman, F-R-E-I. Everyone spells my name wrong. But yeah, would love for you guys to check it out. Would love to have you personally come here. Maybe we'll do a live episode in studio with you. That would be fun.
Yeah, so, yeah, for sure.
Let me know.
For sure. We will we'll keep in touch, Doug.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Frankie D. I appreciate you.
No problemos. And again, if you have any questions for me, you can let me know right now, or else I'm going to let you go. I'll get back to the rest of my show.
All right. All right. Well, have fun, guys. And thanks again. And until next time, my friend.
All right. I'll catch you, Doug.
All right. Later, buddy.
Peace. All right. I have just left the page with Doug. It says upload complete. Oh, I guess I could get this. I better keep that up there. All righty. Well, that was a fun interview. I didn't want to, I didn't know how long he could stay. Didn't want to keep him too long. And I really didn't have like any more questions to ask him. So I was like, all right, we'll just end this here now. Guys, we'll have to call in. Let me know how you liked, let me know how you liked the interview with Doug. I will have to see his studio now. You know, he definitely has like a good setup there. You do got to wonder. I didn't ask him this. I guess I could have. I don't really care if you didn't answer at all. You know, I guess it is a little personal, but where the hell did he get all the money for this building? Whether he's renting it or owns it, where the hell did he get all this money for this? All this equipment, like, I don't know. Then again, you know, he worked in New York City. He might have made a butt ton of money doing the commercials for Macy's and all that stuff. But I'm like, this is not cheap. You know, what he put, you know, what he put together here. He's got, you know, multiple rooms there. He's got the podcast studio. He said he had the other studio that he wants to put into a, you know, into like a television film studio. You know, so he's got all these rooms there. It's definitely, you know, it's not cheap. And all the equipment he has is not cheap. He talked about the drones, all the fancy cameras, all that stuff. You know, you got to wonder, you know, where, like, is this company just doing that well? Like, should I be trying to jump on board right now? Or did he just make a lot of money in Manhattan? Or I couldn't even guess. I don't know. Alrighty, I'm going to now hop back to some music and take a whiz. Since he was from New Jersey, I'm going to go with the Jersey boy. So we're going Bon Jovi right now. Living on a Prayer here on the Frankie D Show. Alrighty, we went back-to-back Jersey boys there. Started with some Bon Jovi, went to Bruce Springsteen. We are now back to the Frankie D Show. Oh, man. Well, that was fun doing that talk with Doug. Now I'm just thinking, I'm like, I guess I might have had a few more questions to ask him. Unfortunately, Saturday Night Smoke had a question for me to ask him. Did not know that. Smoke, you should have called in. I'm sorry. Anyway, I do have more topics for the rest of the show, and if anyone else wants to call in, go for it. But I saw that Madonna, she was getting in a little trouble. I shouldn't say trouble, but people, I'm sure, were bashing her for this. It was not nice what she did. Apparently, there was a dude in a wheelchair at her concert, and she was like, hey, don't be sitting at my concert. And he was like, I'm in a wheelchair. I'm paralyzed, you bitch. Oh, man. I don't know. I got the full story on it here. I don't even know if it's actually a dude. It could be a woman for all I know. I heard recently that she was not happy with someone sitting at her concert, and they were in a wheelchair. So it's like, huh, do you have like, you know, do you not pay attention at all? You can't see the wheels next to him. Let's see. I got this article here. Toe curling moment. Madonna scolds a concert goer for sitting down at her Los Angeles concert before realizing fan was in a wheelchair. What a dumbass. Madonna scolded the audience at her Los Angeles concert for not standing up before realizing the fan was in a wheelchair. The 65-year-old singer sparked controversy when she singled out a person in the audience during a stop on her celebration tour at the Kia Forum on Thursday. What are you doing sitting down over there? What are you doing sitting down? She asked as she paused the concert. She was not happy. Oh man, they're showing pictures here. She's pointing at the guy. Let's see, they got a TikTok of it. Let's see, will I be able to hear this?
What are you doing sitting down?
Uh-oh. Oh, she's walking over to him.
Oh, okay. Politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here.
Sorry about that. Glad you're here.
Oh my God.
Oh man, I mean, I guess we all make mistakes, but what a dumbass. I'm going down through these pictures now. She's wearing, does she have like some sort of country album out now? She's, you know, she's holding, like a regular guitar. And, does she usually even play the guitar in her songs? I thought she just danced around half naked and sang. don't know if she always danced around half naked, but I feel like in these last, like, so many years, I feel like I see her half naked a lot. But she's wearing a cowboy hat in this cowgirl hat, and her hair is in braids. Does she have, like, some sort of country album? Is that just what a lot of these popular singers are doing now? They're like, well, let's do the country thing. I just really want to see the comments. I want to see if people bashed her or not. Let's see. She was gracious enough to apologize, cut her some slack. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a mistake, but I guess in any case, if she was being serious, if she was genuinely upset that someone was sitting at her concert, like, I don't know. Why not just keep that to yourself? I mean, hey, do what you want. If you think you deserve 100% of the audience to be standing, by all means, call them out in the middle of your concert. But seriously, like, why did she, I don't know, it's like she couldn't see that he was in a wheelchair. Was she just paying no attention? The great example of celebrity left think, open mouth and put foot in it. All right. This person said, I wouldn't pay good money to stand anywhere. I would want a seat, and I think her question was very rude. Who is she to say whether or not someone can or cannot sit listening to this old, overrated woman? Let's see, wheelchair or not, Madonna or anyone else is wrong to ask anyone why they are sitting down. Yeah. I don't know. She's always been out there, though. I you know, it's hard to tell from that. She seems to have always been out there, so I, you know, I'm thinking she was being genuine about it, but who knows, but maybe it was like, oh, come on, dude, get up, stand, dance, have some fun. But maybe she was pissed. Maybe she was like, hey, I've made some of the biggest, most successful music of all time. You should be standing for me. I don't know, but like a lot of people are saying, I don't know, you might just want to keep it to yourself. Probably did more bad for you than good, but who knows? I don't know. I saw that was ticking a lot of people off. I saw a lot of people were also ticked off by the, you know, it was only a matter of time. I think before I talked about this, a lot of people are ticked off about the Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul boxing match. I don't know why. I feel like I've been hearing people for years say, oh, we want to see Jake Paul go against Mike Tyson. Now everyone's like, screw that. This one is very divided, which it is funny because, you know, it's his oldest opponent, you know, but this one's very divided in the fact that some people, because Mike Tyson's old, are like, oh, of course, he's going after another beat up, you know, washed up boxer. He is not going to, you know, Mike Tyson is not going to win. And then other people are like, oh, no, Mike Tyson still has that knockout power. Jake Paul has no freaking chance whatsoever at all. I don't know. I don't even have a clue who would win. I mean, of course, like with all the Jake Paul boxing matches, people are saying that it's fake, it's rigged, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I remember hearing in the past that Mike Tyson said he would only box Logan or Jake Paul if he got $1 billion. Now, obviously, no one's giving you $1 billion. I don't think so, at least. To box anyone. I don't know what the biggest fight would be. I don't think Mike Tyson could get $1 billion, even if like they resurrected Muhammad Ali. That'd be pretty insane, though. What I will say, though, about this is that they're doing this boxing match on Netflix, which I'm thinking this has to be the first live sport on Netflix, right? I can't say that for a fact, but I've never heard about sports being on Netflix before. And Netflix, I'm not saying they gave them $1 billion. This is guy like they had to give them a lot of money. Netflix can pay more, I think, than these pay-per-view companies. They bring in so much money. So I am so curious what how much money Jake and Mike Tyson are making from this. It's funny, though, the people that are bashing Jake Paul, they're like, oh, why would he do this? Why would he not do it? If he, you know, if he really likes boxing and stuff, he gets to be in the ring with Mike Tyson. That's a memory he'll always remember. He's going to make a ton of money from it. Why would he not make the money? And he clearly is into an entertainment factor. He likes catching people's attention. this is catching people's attention. You know, the last few boxing matches he had, people were like, oh, we want to see a boxer, real boxer. I mean, Mike Tyson is a real boxer, but obviously he's not in his prime anymore. But he was, the last two boxing matches that Jake Paul won against were against two other, I guess, retired boxers, but definitely younger than Mike Tyson. And those fights got, like, no publicity. No one gave a crap about them. So, like, why would he not do the match against Tyson if it's going to make him a lot of money and he gets the entertainment factor out of it? Like, I don't know. I think some people just think, oh, like, they just want to see him really get knocked out. It's like, oh, he should go against this guy or that guy. I'm like, why would he go against, like one of the best boxers right now that are in their prime? Like, that would make no sense. He knows he would get knocked out. That's why he's not doing it. I don't think he's ever said, oh, I will box, I don't know, like, I will box Tyson Fury or something right now. He boxed Tommy Fury. But, like, you know, I don't think he would say, I will box Tyson Fury right now and kick his ass. I've never heard him say that. And, you know, so, like, why would he go against him? But Tommy Fury, someone more in a, you know, is, I guess, more in his skill level, even though Tommy beat him. It's not like he slaughtered Jake Paul by any means. And he was a real boxer. I don't know. I think he just likes having fun, Jake Paul, getting people talking and making money from boxing. And I don't know. I think this is his way of working up. Like, usually you start young as a boxer and you fight no buddies, and that's how your skill level gets better. His skill level, I would think, is getting better by boxing UFC fighters or boxing retired boxers, because they still have more skill than, you know, someone just starting out in boxing, you know, someone that's been boxing the same amount of years as him, right? I would think so, at least. I don't know. I look forward to the press conferences with Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. I don't know how much crap talking is going to be done. I will say, when Jake boxed Anderson Silva, Jake was very respectful towards Anderson Silva. He's an ex UFC fighter, but you know, since Mike Tyson, I have to believe he has just as much or more respect for Mike Tyson. When in doubt that they've met multiple times in person before. I know Mike's been a guest on Logan Paul's podcast and stuff. I don't know if they've met or not, but I'm sure these press conferences might not be the best, because I don't think there is going to be a ton of crap talking, but you never know. I think it'd be funny if Mike Tyson said with his high voice that he's going to knock the shit out of him or something. I wonder if they're both going to try to be going for the knockout or not. Because I think I had heard Logan Paul say that Jake is not going to try to go for the knockout with Mike Tyson. Don't know why. Is that the point of a boxing match? I originally heard there was supposed to be headgear, and I was like, well, that'd be stupid. But now I'm hearing there's not going to be headgear. I will be keeping an eye on this, and in a few weeks, I will be getting back to this when these press conferences start going on. Alrighty, I'm going to hop back to some music. We'll get back to some more topics after that. Sound good? Cool. Alright, next up here on the Frankie D Show, we're going Black Dog by Zeppelin. Alrighty, we're back to the Frankie D Show. Okay, well, going into, you know, I've talked about Amanda Bynes before. Talked about, who else from the Nickelodeon or Disney crazy people have I talked about? I don't know. I've talked about a bit of them. I've even talked about Drake Bell before. I definitely have. And now he's got another story written about him. And this one is that apparently when he was 15, he was sexually abused by Brian Peck. So when I first saw the name Brian Peck, I thought that was like Josh Peck's dad or something. You know, the show was that Drake Bell was in on Nickelodeon was Drake and Josh. So I was like, oh, they have the same last name. I was like, crap, I guess Josh's dad or brother or something touched Drake. But now it looks like this guy, he worked for Nickelodeon. I'll tell you, you got some screwed up stuff going on in Hollywood. I guess since Doug said he worked, you know, in television and film and stuff, I should have asked him. I said, hey, did anyone ever touch you when you were working there? Let's see. So this article, Drake Bell alleges sexual abuse by Nickelodeon dialogue coach Brian Peck when he was 15 in a new documentary. Bell is said to appear in Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, in which he will speak out about being sexually abused when he was just 15, according to Business Insider, which was a producer on the investigation Discovery series. The former child actor, now 37. Damn, he's 37 now? Holy. I feel like I was so, I don't know. I feel like it wasn't that long ago I was watching him on Nickelodeon, and bam, he's 37 now. So the former child actor, now 37, was a popular star on the kid-themed network in the late 90s and early, and 2000s, during which he co-led the series Drake and Josh and appeared on The Amanda Show, which starred the troubled former actress Amanda Bynes. Peck, 63, worked as a dialogue coach on The Amanda Show and the sketch comedy show All That, and he was convicted in 2004 of sexually abusing a minor. So from what I understand about this, that minor, like they're saying, it was always kept a secret. He was convicted in 2004 of sexually abusing a minor. Apparently that minor was Drake Bell. And that is pretty crazy because they were able to prove that. Because, you know, Dan Schneider, the guy that like made all these shows, people have been trying to get him for years saying he... Honestly, I don't know exactly what Dan Schneider did, but I think it's for touching kids also. Allegedly. You know, I don't even remember his whole ordeal. But, you know, in terms of, you know, this guy, they were able to catch him. So, yeah, I guess they had decent proof. And then Drake has gotten in trouble. You know, he was in trouble for talking with a girl on Instagram or something. And then you find out that this had happened to him. So, it's just a crazy freaking story. Let's see, there's a video here. Let's see, is it going to give me a stupid ad? One second. Yep, it gave me a stupid ad. Want to see what the video says if Drake Bell talks in it or not? Oh, come on, why aren't you playing? Okay, here it goes. But, yeah, this is crazy. At least Miranda Cosgrove seemed, we don't know. She might come out with, you know, a story in years, but it seems like she made it out pretty good. One of the Nickelodeon stars that seemed to have stayed normal. Here we go.
To hear that Brian Peck was a sexual predator, it made me wonder immediately.
I have no clue who this guy is talking right now.
About who was being
the heck?
Hurt.
Who it is?
I have no clue who this woman is either.
When it happened, where it happened, I have no idea.
It wasn't dealing with anybody else.
Who the heck is this guy? Are these just all the behind-the-scenes people from Nickelodeon? I've never heard of seen any of these people.
On the shows or anything, right?
It was a child actor.
Oh my God, this keeps stopping.
On one of our shows.
Yes.
So, did you not know what you were going to be in this documentary for? This is just a huge surprise to you? Like, what do you think the documentary was on? This guy's, like, acting all surprised. Wait, a kid on one of our shows? No. No, 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 no. Like, I don't know. Up here, comes Drake Bell. Sitting in a chair. Is he going to talk? He's just looking at the camera. Damn. Let's see some comments on this because, you know, a lot of people, especially after he got in trouble for talking with that chick on Instagram or something. I think, like, that's what they found him guilty for. I think she accused him of a bunch of stuff. I think they found him not guilty in a lot of what she said, but I guess they found him guilty in talking to a minor. I forget what the whole deal was. I feel a lot of these people are probably just going to hate on him and be like, oh, he deserved to be sexually abused or something like that. Let's see. I believe many were. This person said, I'm glad he's speaking out. This person said, how embarrassing to have to admit it. This person said, he's brave to do it. This person said, courageous to come forward. I hope can sue Nickelodeon under the sex assault survivors extended statute. This person said, absolutely believe this. This person said, Peck went to prison. Nothing alleged about this. Oh, okay, so a lot of people. I thought a lot of people were going to be bashing Drake Bell here, but let's see. Tell me you're evil without telling me. Good. These young actors are coming forward. No one believed Feldman and others, and they were telling the truth. Person. Oh, man, why has everyone got to make something political? Democrats, every single time. This person said, I looked it up, and Brian Peck only did 16 months in prison and has had many IMDb credits after that. Holy moly. Yeah, I did see something about that. Like, so he was sent to prison for this, yet people kept giving him work in the industry. Now, in a way, it's kind of like, either he's got to be in prison or, like, I don't know what, I guess people just want him to starve. He does have to work, right, if he's out of prison. But I guess people don't want him to have, like, a nice lucrative career. I'm assuming. And maybe a lot of people just want him to starve. He probably deserved, though, you know, if he's touching little kids, a lot more prison time than 16 months. Like, maybe he should still be there right now. This is the same man who was good buddies with Leonardo DiCaprio when he was a young teen. I bet Leo has a few stories to tell if he ever got the courage. And this person commented to that person saying it explains why Leo is stuck in perpetual teens like Elvis, etc. They're messed up. All right. We'll read one more. What's his relation to Josh Peck? They are unrelated. Name is just a coincidence. Yeah, I the first thing I thought was, oh, that must have been a family member of Josh's on set, but clearly it wasn't. Yeah, that is crazy. It doesn't seem like many of the Nickelodeon Disney people got out of Hollywood without some terror stories. I think, I mentioned Miranda Cosgrove. She seems like the nicest like girl ever still. I mean, I don't know her in real life, so I can't say that for a fact, but she seems like, you know, very nice. I will be really devastated to hear if she has a horror story like this. Not, you know, not that anyone deserves it, but it's like, oh my God, why would someone like real, like she is like the nicest person ever. It seems though, seems she was made it out good. And she still seems like a very nice person. Doesn't seem like the industry affected her in a bad way that much, but or at all. But I guess only time will tell. Never know these days. She might come out and be like, oh, yeah, this happened one day. Seems like she does like Drake and Josh, though. Doesn't talk about Drake too much when I see her in interviews, but still will make content with Josh. Doesn't seem like she has a problem with Drake, so it seems like they were good to her. Alrighty, I am going to hop back to some music again, and then if anyone wants to call in, go for it, and we'll be wrapping up the show in like 10 minutes or so. Okie doke, so next up here on the Frankie D Show, we're going to be going Boston. Oh, wait, we are getting a call in. We are not going to be going Boston. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Frankie D.
Hey, Frankie D. How are you this afternoon?
I am all right, Smoke. I almost just jumped to a sign. I was like, oh, Smoke's calling.
Oh, well, I think it's getting close to the end of the show, so.
Yep.
Great interview.
You enjoyed it? I wasn't too much of an asshole?
No, you weren't too much of an asshole.
I guess that's how
New Jersey guys are.
You had to see the stuff going through my head in that interview. I was like, oh, Smoke, I feel, has me on like a muzzle right now. I was like, I kept having things come to my head, but I was like, I don't want to be called an asshole. So I was keeping words to myself. Thank God Thurman called in.
That's probably a good thing, though. So,
I mean,
but no, Doug seems like a good guy.
To keep Doug happy was a good thing for the entertainment. Maybe not such a good thing.
Yeah, but I mean, Doug could be a connection. You know, you can go check out a studio. I want to go see a studio.
Yeah, I'm gonna check a studio. No, it was a fun interview. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it was good.
I feel like you could probably tell the way I was talking, though. Like, there was a bit of it that just felt very fake to me. Could you tell by the way I was talking? Like, that's not the way I usually talk, right?
Yeah, no, it was totally not like you.
Yeah.
But no, it was good. You did the pork roll thing, so that was... That was good.
Got to get my bit in there, right?
Yes. But yeah, no, he was interesting. Everyone likes talking about themselves, so you let him do that, and you're very gracious with that, and kept coming back to things. So you showed you were listening.
Yes.
So it was good.
Well, I'm glad it's got your stamp of approval, Smoke.
Yeah. What did he send you? Like, it wasn't a Zoom link.
No, the funniest thing was about it. So he tells me yesterday, you know, we reconfirmed and everything. And he said, oh, I'm going to send you a link. It's going to be like a Zoom link, but much more sophisticated. I'm like, all right. In my head, I'm like, I bet it's just a fucking StreamYard link. What do I get today? A StreamYard link. I wanted to, that was one of the things I literally was going to start the show off with. And I was like, Smoke's going to be disappointed with me if I call him out for it. I literally had it like in my head the whole entire time. I was literally going to be like, so this sophisticated link you sent me, like you have no clue. That was all you. The reason why I didn't say that, Smoke.
Oh, wow. Now I feel bad. Now you should have said that.
Oh, yeah. That literally was in my head from before I even started the show. It was in my head from like yesterday when he told me it was a sophisticated link. I knew I was like positive it was going to be a StreamYard link.
Yeah, no. Well, all the technical stuff worked out pretty well. I mean, it sounds like he was having the issue.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal was in the beginning, and, you know, it's like, I thought we were going to be all good, and then I'm waiting for him, and I'm like, crap, now you guys are listening to silence. And when I post this as a podcast, I'll cut probably, you know, bit of that silence out and stuff. And, I don't know. He definitely has, like, a nice studio. It's funny, though, he's talking about all his equipment and stuff and how great it is, and he definitely has nice equipment. In terms of, you know, the camera and everything like that, I'm looking at his mics and his boom arms, though. I'm like, those boom arms look like, I don't know, like $20 boom arms. And his mics didn't look like all that. In fact, I didn't even think, you got to tell me, did his mic actually sound that good to you? His mic, to me, did not sound that great. His video looked great, but his mic was, like, listenable. But it wasn't, like, anything great to me, really.
No, I'm the wrong guy to ask about that stuff. I can't hear
you. I guess it wasn't noticeable to you. I mean, I definitely noticed it. Like, you know, I don't know if they have, wrong in the mixer, but I think it's probably just a mic thing, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if he's, I don't know what he's doing, but I'm sure when he has the finished product, it all looks good.
Yeah. No, I mean, at the end of the day, it is cool. He's got a, he does have a podcast studio and stuff. I felt like whenever I was trying to ask him a question, though, like a fucking politician, he's like sort of dodging the question. He'd like answer some of it. And then like, I never really got the answers I wanted. I'm like, I can't say, Doug, stop fucking, dodging. Cause Smoke told me to be nice to you.
All right. Well, you're gonna have to, do another show from the studio, so you can be dickhead Frankie D that day.
Okay. Because, like, did you see, like, I asked him about, like, do you want to be signing podcasters and stuff like that? And he didn't really give me an answer. He was like, yeah, well, like, we're kind of doing everything. And I'm like, you didn't really answer me there.
Yeah, I mean, he seems like one of these just regular entrepreneur guys who's, you know, doing everything he can to make money, and it'll.
Yeah, and I mean, good for him if he can. I am surprised though. Like I was saying before, after we got off, the interview. Is he making all this money from the company? I know you can make money from this, but it's like he's got the building. I don't know if he rents or if owns it, but probably we'll say rents. That's still a bit of money, and then all the equipment in there is very expensive. I'm like, are they doing that well? I'm like, when I checked him out, it's not like I don't think he has like a ton of employees.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, business people are business people.
Yeah.
He's probably got like, business loans or something. Or
That was the thing I was thinking of too. Does he taking out loans for this, putting all his money on it? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, he knows what he's talking about. He's got years in the business, and there is a lot of money to be made in media. So.
Yeah, if they had the money to, if he's really that interested in, the podcasting world and stuff like that, there's definitely room to make money there. Like he does have the equipment. So if you're putting content out every day, if you're, giving someone a salary, hey, your salary is to make a podcast every day or something, and then... I mean, I know with Barstool, a lot of the, since I mentioned Barstool and him before, I know they call her daddy chicks. They had to be their own producer, from my understanding. Alex Cooper did all the editing for their podcast. It's kind of like, if they did something like that and there was content going out every day, it would get more attention on their people. When you have the resources to do it, it makes it a lot easier. But he doesn't seem to be, for as much he kept talking about his podcast studio, he doesn't seem to really put that much attention to the podcasting part of his business. It does seem to be more about the clients and their social media marketing and stuff like that. Which, hey, it seems like that brings the money in consistently.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot easier. I don't know if it's easier, but it's a lot more of a regular stream of income.
Yeah, for sure.
To get a couple of, big clients. Than rather than trying to go find advertisers and all that other way.
For sure. I was just trying to get a feel for the company on it, because when I first saw him with the studio and stuff online, I'm like, oh, it looks like we have immediately a more of a podcasting company in New Jersey. I guess he's trying to do something with this. And then I was like, oh, the more I looked into it, the more he explained there today, it's like, oh, no, they seem more like a social media marketing company. And then I even brought this up to him, but he didn't really ask it. I was like, it seems like the podcasts are more of, all right, we get our work done, we make a podcast, if we can.
Yeah. I mean, I think people, come to him and say they want to do a podcast, we'll do it. But he's not actively going out recruiting funny people or whatever.
Yeah. I am curious if he's got
He also starts talking about a clothing line he's working on with that wrestler guy. So.
Yeah, Enzo Amore. I didn't realize they were boy boys. I just thought this was a dude that Doug kind of, he was like, oh, he lives in New Jersey, kind of like he was explaining with that Darren chick from the Jersey Shore dating show. And, I thought he just kind of, found out, but apparently they grew up together and he never saw his penis.
Yeah, no, I'm glad Thurman got to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
Although it sounds like he may take a picture of it and send it to Thurman.
Well, he said he'll send it to me and then I have to, show Thurman.
So you'll get part of the traffic.
Yes, I'm the middleman.
Great. Yeah, no, it was good. I'm looking forward to you going to a studio.
Yeah, I'll set it up with him one day. Now I got to give him a call again. I feel like I'm calling this guy every week now.
What?
What's that?
There's worse people to be calling.
That is true. I got to get the idea of internet radio over to Doug. Be like, I actually meant to ask him about the internet magazine he mentioned. I wanted to actually we kind of got away from that, so I didn't ask, but it's like, well, if you're getting into internet magazines, why not internet radio?
Yeah.
Make an undefeated media radio station.
Yeah, you know, maybe you turn him on to Live 365 and he cuts you in on it or something.
Yeah, I'll give him a call next week. Well, you know, I'll get the tour of his studio. We'll see what goes down. But you want to play the Twitter game?
Let's play the Twitter game.
You weren't expecting me to know this one. I could tell you your first name.
Oh wow! I was not expecting you to know it. So I thought not that I would stump you, but I figured Thurman probably would know
it. I sent it to him. He said it looks like someone from Channel 5.
Okay, well, let's play the game.
All right, I'll read through the whole thing. I didn't know who it was at first. I will be honest. I did look up to see if I was right, and it was. At first, I had no clue. But okay. It's Friday, so it's time to listen to the Frankie D Show on the Live 365 app. Will today be the day we hear from Doug? It was the day we heard from Doug. I had my doubts. I really had my doubts.
I did too.
I was like, I'm going to be calling this guy on air again. Here is this week's Guess the Dame with Babchick and a Beautiful Woman. I like how the other guy's not mentioned.
Yeah.
It's like, go fuck yourself, dude. Frankie will probably need Thurman's help. Think local news. Tina something.
Yep. Tina Servatio.
I was going to say, I knew I was going to say something. I knew it was a C.
Yep. Fine Italian woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not recognize her at all at first.
Yeah, she's a local sports news personality in New York City. For those, for Hoff, who's listening out in Iowa.
Yeah.
She's pretty attractive. I've seen her in live. She's pretty attractive.
Yeah, I only know her because she's hot. Like, honestly, like, that's why I had a... see, because I was like, I really don't know her name, like, just off the top of my head. But then I was like, oh wait, I know who this is. So yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna give you half a point for that one.
Yeah, that one deserves only half. I definitely wasn't like, I had to look that one up to see if it was.
If I wouldn't have said local news, would you have had no idea, or would you have still been in the same situation?
I probably wouldn't have had any idea. Well, no, I still would have known she was, never mind. Only, I think, because of the picture that you could tell they're
on, like, in a studio.
Yeah, you could tell they're on a new set. So I would have put that together, honestly.
All right. Good to know for next week.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't get completely stumped 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
All right, well, that will conclude our game for this week. What a fun show today.
What a quick 2 hours.
Talking with Doug and playing the Saturday Night Smoke Twitter game.
Sweeping the nation.
That's right.
We'll see if Babchick retweets it when he wakes up, maybe.
When he wakes up?
Yeah, I don't know. He takes a nap. You know, he gets up early, so he's got to take a nap in the afternoon.
Yeah, I got it.
Get ready for Friday night party. Next Saturday, or next Friday, I think I told you, next Friday we're going to be in Mamaroneck in some town watching March Madness. But I know you can't get out there.
That is true.
Any of your listeners who want to meet at the Smokehouse in Mamaroneck, I'll buy you a seltzer.
Well, you heard them, listeners. Go hang out with Saturday Night Smoke.
Yeah, that's a good time, let me tell you.
Maybe I'll be hanging out with Doug.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
Oh, man. All right, Smoke, I'm going to be ending the show now. I'm glad you enjoyed the interview today. This one will be getting posted as a podcast, too. And I don't know if you heard me in the beginning of the show. I squeezed in time, and I put last week's episode out as a podcast too.
Yeah, no, I was going to congratulate you on that. I actually listened to it. 2.1 speed. So it went by pretty quick. But
nice. And I also
keep it up.
I also edited like 20 minutes out of it. I sometimes feel the retention with some people, since I'm a nobody, stays a little longer when they're not closer to 2 hours long, when they're only like 1 hour long.
Yeah, I think this one was just over an hour. I think that's a good time, right?
Yeah. So,
all right, man, I'll let you go. Have a good weekend.
All right, I'll catch you, Smoke. Peace.
Smoke out.
All righty. Well, I'm going to be ending this show now, people. I know. But I will be back next week. So for everyone listening to the show right now, tell your friends to get the Live 365 app. I just keep saying it and saying it. But yeah, tell them to get it. Get FDRS on there, and then they can listen to the Frankie D Show live every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. And if you want to follow the show on social media, it's at the Frankie D Show on Instagram and Twitter. And like I just told Saturday Night Smoke, I've been posting these episodes as podcasts. So this one, we finally got Doug on there. So this one we'll have to get out there. Okay, I am going to be leaving now. So everyone come back next Friday. All right, peace.